Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
That's it? This is Miles? No follow-up to that, Miles?
This is Miles with no follow-up.
Okay. Miles with no follow-up. That's what they call me.
That no follow-up, Miles. That's what they call me.
No follow-up, Miles.
Hey, no follow-up. Go play center field, all right?
No, right field, I think is good.
Go.
Well, I want to thank Manny again for helping us out last week. Thank you, Manny.
Manny Manosaurus, yeah. Manosaurus.
With our guest issues, or I should say your guest issues. I put all blame on you.
Yeah, thanks, cock blocker, man.
That is my, I do that with everything, so I'll put all blame on you.
Yeah. You've tried to derail me in the last 2 weeks. You've tried to derail every creative thing I've tried to do.
I don't know. I hardly even talked to you in the last 2 weeks.
And I give you credit for it because you have absolutely derailed everything. All hopes and dreams have been derailed with you. So.
Well, your mother can't live forever.
That's right. So, jeez. Yeah.
She's passing down the torch to me.
I try to have, you know, a nice woman on the show, and you... you know.
Tried to help with that, and you didn't actually set everything up properly.
And then now I'm trying to get yet more autographs from some Chicago Bears, and you once again have to butt in.
I won't say anything in the future. This is a Facebook thing. You have to explain it.
You have to butt in to...
I just made a smart comment, said, going to the well again, hey.
You know, and then you have to Google some response to make yourself look cool. That's fine.
What was that? What Google's response
was? Your Googled response of, you know... numbering your responses, the sum of it doesn't equal the parts. Or you know,
Number one, I didn't Google that. I made that up on the fly. So.
Oh, that's been Googled.
That was not Google. I'm sure somebody else said it, but I did not Google it.
Hey, screw you. It was Google.
I did not Google it.
Hey, I told you it was Googled.
I did not Google that. I just typed it out.
Full of it.
Now I Googled the whole Abbey Road thing. Yes, I Googled
that. That's okay. I'll go with that. I mean,
man, you get all upset.
Man,
I gotta get these Bears autographs. These people are dying.
I'm just gonna put up some phony shit from now on and just say I'm gonna be doing phony shit and just see what your response is and just see if you try to derail that too.
All right. Wow. Oh my, something's going on here. Did you hear that?
Is that a cat or a kid? I don't know.
I don't know what it was.
I don't know, so was it stepped on a cat or was it a kid? I'm not sure which.
I don't know what it was. I'll find out soon enough.
You didn't rip down the drapes at your house.
Did
you?
I did not rip down the drape. Maybe somebody else did.
Like Manny did. Hey, did you like my Manny cartoons?
I did. They were I didn't say anything about those. Now I'm not derailing you all of a sudden.
Surprisingly, no, you didn't. On Facebook, I put up some Manny cartoons of Manny the Mailman.
Ripping down the drapes, as it were.
Yeah.
I still think that's some kind of Cockney slang. I think
oh, yeah, mate. Let's tear down the drapes.
Let's tear down the drapes tonight. Hey, are you ripping down your wife's drapes tonight?
You know, wink, tearing up the carpet.
That's right.
Tearing down the carpet and ripping up the drapes.
Ripping up the drapes.
I don't know.
Sounds like a pussy reference to me somewhere in there. either the cat on the drapes or the whole drapes match the carpet or something's going on there.
It's the way we do it in Jersey,
hey. Hey. Yeah, man. I like your Manny cartoons. Very nice. You should do more of those. But I don't want to be encouraging or anything, for Christ's sake.
Well, you can encourage, but you don't have to be so negative. God.
I just made an offhand comment about you and your autograph, the Iowa autograph whore.
That's right. All. I'm trying to live up to my name, and there you are, butting into it, Mr. Budinsky. Mr. Budinsky.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I got a story if you want to hear it.
Not really, but all right.
All right. So let's change gears a little bit here.
Act like a dick and not laugh at it.
All right. That'll be good. That'll be your normal then. Right. So anyway, I guess it's on Friday before Easter, something like that. On Good Friday, I got the call at work. I went to work for part of the day. I didn't go all day. I had to get something done. But my wife calls me and says that her mother, they got this dog lined up. But we got to drive like hell's half acre to go get it, right? You can respond with a yes or no. You don't have to just not.
I'm already bored and confused already. I don't understand. She has a dog lined up for what, sex? I don't know what.
To get another dog. She's going to get another dog.
Another dog? Christ almighty.
See, there you go. Christ so.
Almighty.
And I was asked to help with this because it was going to be going to drive a little while to get this free dog.
Where was it at?
Free dog. Well, I don't want to give away total location, but it was out in the outs of Missouri. So.
O'Fallon?
No, not O'Fallon, like out in the country. Columbia? So. Huh?
Columbia?
No, Columbia is not in the country either, so. It was along the river in Missouri. So I said, yeah, I would. I was getting ready to come home anyway, so I would help out with this dog situation. So my wife gets all the directions and everything, and then, like, the whole family's going on this dog-picking-up expedition, we'll call it, right?
What kind of dog?
Beagle.
Oh, bad choice. Okay.
Well, that's what you want. So anyway. So we head on out, you know, it's probably took us about a little over an hour maybe to get to this place, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're supposed to be looking for a log cabin type house with a green roof. So we go down this road and we come upon a log cabin house with a green roof. So we pull in, and when we get there, we're supposed to call them because they're not necessarily going to be home yet because of the way things were going, because it was, you know, Friday. So we showed up a little bit early, and so we called, and they're like, oh, no, we're almost there, about 10 more minutes, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, no problem. So, you know, we get out to stretch and look, and there's this, looks like a dead dog on the porch. I mean, literally did not move, even though we pulled right up next to the porch. It's like this big black and white sheepdog looking thing and just stretched out.
Ethel, I think we found your dog.
Yeah, right. No kidding. I'm like, well, that's odd. Is that dog dead? You know, I'm like quizzing my wife. She's like, I don't think so. Yeah. All right. So, you know, we're sitting there. So we get out to stretch. And then all of a sudden, all these other dogs inside run up to the door and are like barking and stuff.
Right.
This door, you can hear them and you could see them because it was a head glass.
Yeah.
And so then my mother-in-law goes, there's somebody in there.
Uh-oh.
So we're like, well, we just called them, and they said that they weren't there yet. I'm like, well, that's, you know, that's weird. And so I go, well, get back in the car. We're out in the woods of, you know, Missouri.
Yeah.
And so this old lady with white, long white hair comes to the door. And she's like, hello. And we're like, well, we're here for the dog. And she's like, what? Go, well, we're here for this. We're here for this beagle. And she's like, I don't have any beagles.
Oh, great.
She's got like four dogs besides the dead one, like jumping around, you know, around inside. And we're like, well, you know, do you know, Becky? No, I don't know any Becky.
Oh, shit.
So then we go, well, we're supposed to be in the log cabin. Oh, you mean the one back there. So there's a whole other log cabin house somewhere on this road that we passed.
With the green house. With
the green roof that we passed, evidently. So we all get in the car, and as we're getting ready to back out, I look forward, you know, I'm checking my mirrors and everything because we kind of pulled up in the driveway.
Yeah.
And we can't turn around, and so we're in the back. And there's, like, all these, like, grave markers.
What?
There's all these like little crosses
yeah.
that are decorated for Easter, I suppose. They all got like little ribbons and stuff on them, all brand new, not been out in the weather for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's like five headstones up here.
Yeah.
Like dog size headstones.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. So then we get backing out, and there's like five more.
Yeah.
And then we go up, because it's a little bit of a long drive, and then there's like six more. There's like 20 fucking headstones for animals in this yard.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
In her front yard.
Well, I guess you could call it a front yard, sure. It's out in the country, so front, back, it all is kind of blends together, but yeah.
It's like Pet Cemetery or something.
It is Pet Cemetery with this really old white-haired lady.
You're all good.
And she's got like a dead dog on the porch.
She hasn't got to that one yet.
Evidently, she's tired of digging. I don't know.
That's creepy, man.
It was super creepy. So we did drive back up the road and found another log house with a green roof. And that was the correct one, and the people did show up. But I was like, that was just too creepy. It was like one of those realization moments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're like looking around like, hey, well, what the hell's all this? is this Easter? Oh, my God, those are crosses and graves.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
It's like, I got your beagle and I killed it with a shovel. Buried it right over there.
Killed your dog last night.
That's right. Oh, my God.
That is weird.
It was weird.
The people that you got this dog from, did they know who this old bag was?
We told them. We said, well, hey, we went to the wrong log house. Oh, yeah, that's so-and-so.
That's old Lady McGillicuddy.
Something like that. Oh, yeah, that happened. Sorry about that.
So, did they know anything about the cemetery, the pet cemetery?
We did not broach that topic, no.
Oh.
Did not broach that topic.
That did not get up. Okay, all right. Yeah,
but I mean, there was more gravestones or like homemade, you know, grave markers.
Yeah.
Than I've had pets in my entire life.
Really?
So, oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I've had, let me think here. One, two.
Here lies Snowball, frozen hard.
I guess like seven. Thank you. Seven pets, I suppose, that I could call mine.
Found them dead out in the yard.
Out in the yard. Oh, yeah, that's the old Irish poem my mom used to tell me and get me to go to sleep. So, yeah, it was creepy, though. Who are you doing? What are you doing? You know. So we got creeped out at the pet cemetery house.
Yeah, there's no dog here.
I just kept thinking of that Ramones song. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery.
Yeah.
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 So, anyway.
That is weird.
And it was weird. Yeah, I should have took some pictures.
I'm a little disappointed there's no pictures of this.
It's just like whenever you're in a situation, you can't just start snapping off pictures.
I would. I'd be like, hey, Grandma, can you come up for a second?
Can you pose with me?
With your 90, come out here to that 90. And
as she chugs out some antifreeze in a bowl for all the dogs.
I'm working on the next batch.
That's right. Got to fertilize your yard somehow. That weed and feed's too expensive.
The nice people up the road, give me the ones that I can't sell.
That's
all the Polacks in Illinois. So I kill them.
Oh, my goodness. It was a free dog, so. It was all good then, though. We got all squared away. So the new dog is here, and he's just rambunctious. So
I'll thumb wrestle you for that dog.
That's right.
I'll Indian leg wrestle you.
That's right. I'll Indian leg.
Well, I guess.
Her and her house coat, yeah.
I'm not wearing nothing else underneath this, so. I'll lay down.
It's just linen and air.
Oh, my God.
So what's up with you?
Oh, my God.
Hey, you're not supposed to be laughing, bastard.
Yeah, I know. I'm out of my funk now. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm out of it now. But
so what's up with you?
Gosh, I've been sitting on a story for so long. I don't remember it now. Shit, I don't.
I was a wee lad.
I was a lad, and I remember back when I had a dog. And
I couldn't believe she said yes.
My wife likes to pick times of the day and night that are like peak shopping hours for everybody at Hallmark, you know?
Oh, she's in with the masses. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and she can't. I've tried to explain this to her, and it's just, it doesn't do any good. You know, it's just like, no, I have to go now. You know, noon on Saturday, I'm going.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. I am always, I'm exactly opposite of that.
I'm like, why don't you just go like 10 o'clock at night or something? Or, oh, that's stupid. You know, or, it's always dumb. You know, no. Yeah.
When I used to work till 2 in the morning, I'd go to the grocery store after work and be like walking around with all the drunks.
Oh, that's the best time to go.
It was always exciting, I'll tell you that.
Right?
Yeah, the cops would come in and pick people up.
Yeah, you know, so like.
There's me and there's all these drunks and the cops are coming in and bust some guy for public drunkenness.
All right, look, man, up against the
That's right. I'm like, I just got off work. I'm not drunk.
All right, spread them. Spread your cheeks.
I remember that happened more than once. So.
You spreading your cheeks?
No, the drunk guy getting arrested for acting out at the grocery store, the 24-hour grocery store.
He just pissed in the cheesecake.
That's right. He probably threw up or something. Threw up on the salad bar. Oh, I was going to get a salad. Oh, well. Anyhow, go ahead. You peak hours at Walmart.
So she, you know, she doesn't like to go alone. And I, you know, I'll go, but I don't like to go, like, you know, during the peak hours. I don't know why.
I wouldn't blame her for not going alone.
I don't like a bunch of crowds. I don't like a crowd. I don't.
What do you mean you are a crowd, for Christ's sake?
I am a crowd, I know. I'm like an entourage myself, you know. It's like, man, but like my youngest boy gets conned into going, like little baby Bo Cephas gets, you know, conned into
going. Come on, baby Bo Cephas, you can go with mommy.
Yeah, so he...
I'll buy you a Hot Wheel.
Yeah, he gets suckered. Well, he doesn't really want Hot Wheels anymore, so...
Oh, that's too bad. That was a cheap way to go.
Give me Xbox Live game. I'll go. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's go get Viva Las Vegas, wherever you guys play. I don't know. I don't know. What is that game with the zombies in Las Vegas? I don't know.
I don't know. Do they have like a strip game on the Xbox Live?
From what I saw, there is no strip on it.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
So, I was trying. God, I was at home with my oldest boy. We're watching something. What were we watching? 2 and a Half Men? Or I don't know what we were watching there. I guess it doesn't matter, but the point is, like, she calls up and she, you know, to ask me, like, something she's forgot. Like, what was that thing that, right. You know?
Condoms.
Condoms and whipped cream, remember? We were going to do our honeymoon thing all over again. She's like, oh, okay. You know, and this, you know, like, sometimes it'll be like 2 or 3 phone calls. You'll get like, what was that thing that went?
Oh, God.
And so, you know, I'm trying to watch whatever show it was. Anyway, the point is, she calls up. She's in the middle of something. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing. Oh, wait. What? What? Wait, this lady. Oh, no, I think our son's being arrested for shoplifting. I got to let you go. And she hangs up, right?
Your son got arrested for shoplifting?
Well, I'm like, okay. Because, like, I've gone like to like the gas station with them before, you know, because I, you know, like to get stuff at the gas station, as you know.
Yeah, I know you are a gas station shopper. Yeah.
And subconsciously, he will put like bottles of pop in his like coat pocket and stuff and walk around.
Yeah, subconsciously. Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm always like, hey, you know, uncool. Don't do that because you're gonna get arrested someday. Right.
Right.
You know, he'll hold his candy in his pocket. I'm like, what are you doing? You can't. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna get in trouble. So that now that's
but the dad. I'm tired. I can't hold it in my hand. I gotta put it somewhere.
I don't know. I just he does this. It drives me crazy. So now, like, you know, each minute goes by, I'm getting like more and more panicked. You know, I'm like, okay.
You're like, if you're gonna do something, let's go over. Let's swing by the MP3 aisle and pick me up a couple of.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I gotta get me something, you know. But...
Something good. Let me get something good.
I finally, I'm like, all right, I got a call back, you know.
Right.
There was a commercial break, thank God.
And yeah, you gotta wait for the commercial.
And I call. My wife's not answering. I'm like, oh. So I like try to call like 2 or 3 times. There's no answer. It just immediately goes to. Voice message.
Mail, yeah.
So now I'm like picturing them in some little room with bright lights, and you know, like there's some guy yelling at my family. That's, you know, right. I'm all,
why are you buying snack Ziploc bags, condoms, and whipped cream? What do you got going on? A meth lab or something?
It wasn't Ted Kennedy, no, it wasn't.
All right.
Oh, it's not like you're doing a Kennedy voice there. What are you doing?
Rat poisoning, ammonia.
You're trying to make meth, aren't you, with your batteries and your
Sudafed
and Drano and
lithium batteries.
Oh my God! So finally, my show gets over. I'm like, we gotta go. So I say to my oldest boy, I go, we gotta go over there.
You actually went to over there?
Yeah, well, it's not that far away, but, you know, I went over there because I'm thinking the worst. I really do. I'm like,
come on, boy wonder, we got to suit up.
I'm like, how are we going to, you know, get out of this? How am I going to explain to him that he just subconsciously shoplifts? How am I going to explain this, that it's okay?
We're getting treatment. It's okay, Rick.
Yeah, you know, I can't, you know, a million different things are in my head, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I pulled up, I found them. There they are, like, loading up the car with groceries.
Oh, there you go. And she's like, probably like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, exactly. What's going on, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, did you get the whipped cream and condoms? And she's like, well, yeah. I'm like, okay, first. Okay, that's first. Okay, second. Did you get arrested?
Did you get arrested?
Did you get arrested? No, I go, what happened? She goes, oh, no, no, he bought a bottle of pop, and the lady gave him back the wrong change, and she, like, hunted him down to give him the right change.
Oh, well, there you go. That was nice, then.
I go, that was it? She goes, yeah.
Customer service.
I go, he wasn't arrested. No. You're sure? Yeah.
She probably just trying to see if you're paying attention, since you normally don't, you know?
Well, I was trying to block it out. I'll be honest. It was like, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Well, again, with the phone calls, I'm watching 3 and a half, man. It's Charlie Sheen, for Christ's sake.
How many stocks of salary should I get? You know,
How many do you want to eat? I don't know. Yeah, good.
You know.
Yeah, way to be there. Way to be supportive on her creative endeavors.
Yeah, I am there now, man.
Yeah, you're y'all real fucking supporting, yeah.
Y'all won't be there.
I hear you.
But yeah, I just totally got weirded out. I was just so sure I was going to come in and he'd be crying.
I've been violated.
Because, like, I was accused, like, when I was that age, I was accused of, like, shoplifting. I know I was all like,
yeah, but you were shoplifting, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. I didn't, no.
Yeah, okay.
No, my cousin and I, you know, this guy stopped us, man. He said, hey, well, empty your pockets.
Well, see, now, if you were a hoodlum like myself, I used to get followed through stores.
Well, that's because, like, you were, like, mistaken as a young girl, though, too, weren't you? Like, man, she has got the sexiest little ass. Oh, right, God, dude, right. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, my God, oh, my God.
I remember I used to get followed. The funny thing was, my mom worked at Kohl's department store, yes. And I would stop by in the mall, and I would say hi to her, and the security guy would follow me in the store the whole time.
I believe it, because when I first met you, I was convinced you were a drug dealer. I was convinced that you had some righteous weed.
I look like Jay.
Yeah.
Well, 80s Jay, not 90s Jay.
Noids. Drinking beers.
Yeah, now I look like Silent Bob. That's a whole other thing.
Well, join the club, yeah. That's right.
But, yeah, it's probably true. I had long coat, you know.
Yeah.
I was always styling a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so. But yeah, I got followed in all kinds of stuff. I just thought it was funny that the one that my mother worked in got trailed all the time.
That is weird, really.
Yeah.
How did you know? Did you notice for sure? This is something you just like.
Well, I would ask my mom, who's this guy that seems to be following me around the store? She's like, that's our security.
He wants you to come back with him.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not sure why, but we're going to have to do it.
But no, I mean, literally, I did notice that this person seemed to be everywhere I was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't buying anything. I think I was actually giving my mom a ride home, and I was just kind of hanging out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was funny.
I got like searched as a little kid once, man. It freaked me out. Man.
Oh well.
Yeah, it was a weird pat down.
That was probably the reason you are who you are today.
We're gonna turn this around, kid. You're gonna search my pocket. That's right. All right. I don't want to. Please.
I'm wearing parachute pants, and there's a candy bar in there somewhere.
You ever hear the game Pants Puppet? Well, you're gonna play it, kid. I don't want to.
Dad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna discount. Shut up and do it. I'm getting 25% off.
This isn't where the candy bar is at. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no, it was weird. Yeah, because I was up in Michigan visiting my cousins and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And we go to this convenience store, which was just a little bit of a walk from his house. And, like, I don't know, he had to go take a piss or crap or something.
Nice, okay.
So they give him the key, and he goes out and he does it. And as he brings back the key, for some reason I bolted out of the store. As a joke or so. I don't know why I did.
Right.
But just like to piss him off or whatever, you know, because I like to piss this kid off. I don't know why. But
just being yourself.
Like, we ran down these railroad tracks for a little while, and we're just sitting there, and there's all of a sudden this dude shows up. He's like, all right, empty out your pockets right now.
Nice.
Take off your pants right now. That's your right. Pants. Now the undies. Don't you have those undies. All right.
Jesus Christ, you got sergeant stripes.
That's all. I came home crying.
Nice.
What? It's probably even with my fucking cousin, though, that bastard. Son of bitches. Did I ever tell you their haunted house they used to do?
They had a haunted house they did themselves?
Yeah, did I tell you this?
No, I don't recall this.
This is kind of a rambling story. I'm sorry, it's kind of rambling. But it's about to get even. You know what they used to do? They'd be like, hey, Bob, you want to go in our haunted house?
Sure, it sounds fun.
Yeah, it's in the garage behind our house.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, yeah, you know, because they were, like, older than me. You know, I had, like, two, you know, cousins. They're like, yeah. They're like, well, hold on, we got to go in there, set it up. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Sounds good.
They're like, oh, come on in, man. You go in, and they had boxing gloves on. It was totally dark in there. Like, you go in, and they close the door, and they knock the crap out of you.
This isn't haunted.
It's not haunted.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that wasn't a haunted house. You don't get the shit beat out of you in a haunted house, man. I'm sorry, man.
No wonder you got such a big nose.
I know, man. You know, jeez.
Puff that baby up.
Yeah, so don't go to Michigan, man. A lot of bad touches up there. Man.
Yeah, there. Hey, there. We got a haunted house out there in the back there.
Hey, let's beat up that Polak kid.
That's right.
Because they ain't Polish, you know. They're not Polish. They're going to beat the crap out of that little crybaby kid.
That's right. The crybaby kid stole that 5-hour energy from the sip and puke.
That's before I was all fat. I could still run, you know, like, really?
Yeah. So, Miles, if people wanted to take in your creative endeavors, how would they do that?
My creative endeavors. Hey, if you want to send me candy cigarettes, contact me on Facebook and you can get on Twitter.
Twitters, yeah.
If you have any stories about any bad touches you received, I don't want to know. Just keep them to yourself, basically. But, yeah.
I almost forgot. We actually got an ad this week. I almost forgot. I should do that right now.
This ad brought to you by.
This episode brought to you by 1-800-PET-MEDS, right? PetMeds.com. Get 10% off plus free shipping on orders $39 or more by using the coupon code STATIC, right? 1-800-PETMEDS or PetMeds.com.
Yeah.
You can go and see all the details at staticradio.com/1-800-PETMEDS. You get your front line, your advantage, your heart guard, all your good meds that you need to have for your dog. It's coming up on spring, you know, those fleas and all that good kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So go, you know, support the sponsor, supports us, Static Radio. 1-800-PETMEDS.com, code word STATIC.
And you can leave your pants on.
And you can leave your pants on. I have to pay for that now. Sorry, I almost forgot. That's terrible. Oh well.
Yeah.
We're good now.
Yeah.
I remembered that because I was gonna look up the telephone number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I have everything ready to do this commercial, but I just forgot to do it in the changeover there. So.
Yeah. That's
right. Oh well. La la la. Here we go. So if you want to, you can call us at 314-827-6399, or just go to the website, staticradio.com, click the Call Me button, and Google will hook you up for free.
Yeah.
You can leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We've heard from Second Take Tony, you know, and guys from Insignificast and all that good kind of stuff. So, you know, feel free. You've actually left a message a couple times, even though we never really played them because they're horrible. But, you know.
Case in point, once again, there it is.
Hey, you got to call them as you see them.
Yeah, you do. You do.
You know.
Yeah.
So go there and click the Call Me button.
I got a garage. I got a haunted garage you can go to, all right?
Oh, you do? Well,
yeah, my cousins are much bigger now. Yeah, they'll knock the crap out of you, let me tell you.